Namanda, what's in 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 Namanda. I'll begin this morning by reading the fourth vow of Amida Buddha. This is a kind of a promise or an intention expressed by Amida Buddha, who's the Buddha here at the center of our shrine, expressing the world of enlightenment, what the world of enlightenment is like. Amida Nyorai no Ojodo no Kotoba, Dai Yon no Amida Buddha no Seigan o Haidoku shite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. If, when I attain Buddhahood, the humans and devas in my land should not all be of the same appearance and should be either beautiful or ugly, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment. Watashi ga hotoke ni naru toki, watashi no kuni no tennin ya hitobito no sugata ga tachimachi de bishu ga aru yō nara, watashi wa keshite satori o hirakimasen to namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Today is another of our special occasions here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. Can anyone tell me what event we're observing today? Yeah? McKenna? Girls' Day, right. What's another? Does anyone know the Japanese name for Girls' Day? Yeah? How about you, Finley? Hina Matsuri, Hina Matsuri. What's a Hina? Hina, what's that about? Do you know? It's about dolls, right? Dolls, okay. So I brought a doll here to share with everyone. Can you all see this? Okay. What is this? What do you, know, Finley? It's Wolverine. Now, I went to the University of Michigan for graduate school, so I know all about Wolverines. But so this is what kind of doll is this? It's an action figure, right? So this is a doll. The dolls that we have over in the social hall, those are beautiful dolls, right? And so they're a little bit different, right? The action figure, this doll, and those dolls. So those dolls, this doll. What do you do with it with a doll like this? You play with it, right? It's pretty simple. これはおもちゃですね。おもちゃの人形。これは遊ぶものですね。So what about the dolls out in the social hall? Do you think we're going to get to play with them, make them fight with each other? Yeah, Finley wants to, but we're not going to let him, right? No, what are those dolls for? They're, yeah? Okay. Display, right? Yeah, how about... They're decorations, right? They're to be looked at and to be admired. So we have some dolls are for playing with, and some dolls are for admiring, right? そして、まあ、綺麗なあの人形があって、これはあの、まあ、おもちゃの人形がありますね。So what, you know, what might, why don't we play with those dolls? Why don't we play with those dolls that are up on the shelf there? Yeah, Enzo, what do you think? They're fragile, right? That's a great word. Does anyone know the word fragile? Fragile, what does fragile mean? Anybody know? Yeah, Luna? It could easily break, right? It could easily break. まあ、このお人形、あの、ひな様は壊れやすいですね。壊れやすい。So have you ever had a favorite doll or favorite toy break? Yeah? Does anybody, everybody's kind of nodding their heads. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. And what did you do when it broke? What did you do when that toy broke? Yeah? Finley, what did you do? You couldn't fix it? Yeah, how did you feel about that when you couldn't fix it? Yeah, were you happy that it broke? No, yeah, how about you, Enzo? You tried to glue it together, right? You tried to fix it. You tried to fix it. Did it work? Were you able to fix it?
Yeah, but it still keeps broken.
It still keeps breaking, right? So if you have a broken toy, do you still want to play with it? Yeah, you do? That's great. That's great. Have you ever had a toy that was so broken that you didn't want to play with it anymore? Yeah, sometimes toys are just, you know, you just can't play with them anymore. And then how do you feel? You feel sad, right? So today, as we were preparing for the doll festival, I came across a beautiful poem that I thought was very appropriate for all of us. We all have things that we love to admire and things we love to play with. And so I wanted to read this poem. This is a poem by a woman by the name of Takeko Kujo. Takeko Kujo. She lived almost 100 years ago in Japan. And she was a very important Buddhist teacher. I'm going to talk a little bit more about her later. But she wrote this beautiful collection of poems and essays. And it's been translated into English. We have a copy here in our temple library. It's a wonderful, wonderful collection. And I wanted to share this, this one specific poem with you that I thought was very fitting for today's observance of the Hina Matsuri. Okay? So, this poem is called A Kyoto Doll. これは Kyō Ningyō という歌ですね。So, it says, I'll read it in English and then I'll read the Japanese original after I finish reading the English. The Kyoto Doll was beautifully costumed. It had a cheerful smile and seemed to be without a worry. Okay? Serene little Kyoto Doll, seemingly unblemished, Kyoto doll, peeking out from under your attractively dyed sleeve is something quite sad. A little broken finger, the color of dirt clay. Okay. Yume no you na kyō ningyō. Otome no you na kyō ningyō. Hitsutaka no kō no tamoto kara. 悲しいものが覗かれる。細い小指の折れた跡。黄色い乾いた土の色。Okay, so if you understand this poem, there's a beautiful doll and it's wearing a beautiful kimono, like some of us this morning are wearing beautiful kimonos. And if you look closely at the doll, there's something sad about it. Something sad about it. One of the fingers is broken. So it's not perfect. It looks perfectly beautiful, but it's broken. And on the inside, you can see the color of the dirty color, the color of dirt, the color of the clay. So someone has made it, they've carved it, they've molded it into this beautiful doll, they've painted it very beautifully, but inside, it's the color of clay. That's what all dolls are made out of, right? All dolls are made out of the same thing. So, well, this doll happens to be made out of plastic. But you could make a plastic doll that looked like a beautiful young girl, or you could make one that looks like Wolverine, right? So you can make all kinds of different things that look different on the outside, but they're the same on the inside. まあ外側でいろいろなあのまあ綺麗なものとかかっこいいものを作れるんですけど、まあ壊れたら中が見えて中がみんな一緒だということですね。表が外側がどんな形であっても中が一緒なことも言えるですね。So this woman Takeko Kujo, who wrote this poem, she was famous in Japan. In her time, she was said to be one of the three most beautiful women in all of Japan. Three most beautiful women. And she looked very nice, but the reason that people said she was so beautiful was not about the way that she looked to other people, but the way that she was able to see others, the way that she herself looked out on the world around her. まあ、Takeko Kujo-sama は日本の、まあ、昭和じゃなくて、大正時代の、3人の有名な美人の一人でした。でも、美しいということは自分の、まあ、見た目も美しかったけど、世界の見方が特に美しかったですね。The way that she looked at the world was to recognize when other people were having a hard time and to want to do something to help them. There was a big earthquake in Japan in 1923. And after that earthquake, many people lost their homes, particularly poor people. And Takeko Kujo worked very hard. We call her Lady Kujo. She worked very hard to help those people rebuild their lives, and she built a hospital to help people. And so what made her beautiful was not her looks, but what she did, the way that she acted, the way that she lived. That was the true beauty that she expressed. And she learned this beautiful way of seeing the world from listening to the teachings of the Buddha. Her father was the head of the Honganji Temple. So she grew up hearing the teachings of the Dharma and hearing the Nembutsu. And that's what taught her this way of seeing the world, to see the most important thing as not the way people looked, but as the difficulties they were having. And to dedicate her efforts not to trying to look pretty, but trying to help others so that the world she would see would be more beautiful. She was more concerned about the world she saw outside than the way people looked at her.
まあ、九条武子様という、この歌を書いた方なんですけど、まあ、美しいというのは、人が私を見る美しさを大切にするよりは、自分が見た世界はちょっとでも美しく、美しくしようという心を持ってたんですね。で、美しくしようというのは、人の苦しみ、人の大変なことを除きたいという心ですね。 So she lived in this teaching of the Nembutsu, and she saw things as they were. She saw that toys get broken. She saw that the things that we love in this life, the people and the things that we treasure, our favorite toys, sometimes they break. And that makes us sad. But what makes us really sad is when our loved ones pass away, when other people are having a hard time.
まあ、竹子九条様は、その世界のいつも壊ったり、好きなものが壊れたりすることはよくよく見て、で、それも悲しいですけど、最も悲しいことは、大切な身内の方が亡くなったり、大切な人が苦しんだり、大変なことにあたったりすることが大変だ。 And she learned to see with the eyes of the Buddha. She learned from hearing the teachings of the Buddha to see the world as the Buddha sees it. And to see that the most important thing is that if other people are suffering, that to do what you can to help them out.
して、この仏様の目から地球を、世界を見ることができて、人が苦しんでいる時は助けようという心を生まれていくということですね。
And to see everyone equally. Not to see anyone as more pretty or more ugly or more important or less important than anyone else. そして世界を平等に見る。この人が美しい。この人綺麗じゃない。この人が大切な人。この人は大切な人じゃないとか。そういう考え方じゃなくて、みんな平等に同じように大切なものだというふうに見えることができます。
それは仏様のものを見方ですね。
And this is the way the Buddha sees the world as expressed in the Buddha's wish that a perfect world is a world where there's no one is beautiful and no one is ugly, but everyone is seen as equally wonderful just as they are.
そして仏様の世界の見方は美しい人と美しくない人がいるのではなくて、みんなが平等に美しいという見方ですね。
And it's a world free from all kinds of differences. Free from the difference between young people and old people, and even free from the differences between boys and girls, men and women, that everybody is seen as equally the same, and everybody can enjoy beautiful things together. So today we observe Girls' Day and Hinamatsuri, and it's a time for us to celebrate the wonderful, beautiful young girls that we have here at the temple and the beautiful dolls. But it's also a time to think about the true beauty that we encounter in the Buddha's teaching, which is the beauty of being able to see all things equally and seeing things truly as they are.
で、今日はひな祭りで、まあ、綺麗な女の子が踊ったり、綺麗なひな人形様を見て楽しむ時間ですけど、その本当の美しさというのは仏様の身教えに表している、みんなを平等に見る、正しく見る、
So I'll conclude here by once again reading this beautiful poem that we receive
from Lady Takeko Kujo. して、Kujo Takeko 様の詩をもう一回読んで終わりたいと思います。Serene little Kyoto doll, seemingly unblemished Kyoto doll, peeking out from under your attractively dyed sleeve is something quite sad, a little broken finger, the color of baked clay. 夢のような京人形、乙女のような京人形、ひつたかのこのたもとから、悲しいものが覗かれる。細い小指の折れた跡、黄色い乾いた土の色。Please join me in Gassho. Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.